The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where. Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Maverick is a legend of the West.
And good morning. That little pick-me-up from the television series Maverick, starring James Garner. It's episode 1619. That's 1619. Spring breaks in 9 days, and of course, we all know what today is. It's my favorite day of the week. It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Never, never do.
Ah, yes, indeed. Welcome aboard the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning, and hope everybody's having a good day or planning on having a good day. We'll be telling you to get up and get out of bed here in a little bit. If you're still in bed and you're just hitting the buzzer to cancel us, we'll come right back in about 10 minutes. We'll keep pounding you. Yep, just like that. You can hit it as many times as you want to, but we'll be back.
Just realized that Maverick with James Garner, and we've got the Rockford Files open too. So we've got two of his shows.
He's an icon.
I guess he's
on the Wake Up Crew twice.
Yeah, at least twice in the 70 some odd days that it takes us to go through all the opens.
I'm going to ask you a health question this morning.
Oh, I'm really an expert at that.
You brush your teeth, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you brush it in the morning?
Evening.
You don't brush them in the morning?
I usually don't, no.
You just brush them in the evening?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I haven't had anything to eat in the morning.
Well, doctors say you need to brush your teeth twice a day.
Yeah.
Once in the morning. I'm a morning guy. My problem is I'm one of those lazy guys that don't want to do it at night.
Mm.
So, because it's hard, for some reason, I get that peppermint or whatever the taste, flavor of the toothpaste, I taste it when I go to bed. So I'm really reluctant to do that, but I need to start doing that. They say it helps your heart.
Really?
Yeah. You want me to find where I found this?
Well, that's pretty interesting. See, that pepperminty taste is the one that in the mornings just kind of...
Oh, you don't like it.
I feel like you brush your teeth and then you eat your breakfast and have your coffee and then it seems like a waste. But maybe
you are so weird. I've never met anybody that doesn't brush their teeth in the morning. Yeah. Don't you have like overnight breath or whatever? You know,
not usually.
Okay. Well, brushing twice a day is an oral hygiene mantra, and it prevents teeth stains, cavities, bad breath, sensitivity, and more. But did you know the benefits extend far beyond that? Nighttime brushing, in particular, is associated with heart health. So simply skipping the late night ritual because you're too sleepy may cost your heart health in the long term, potentially even causing heart failure.
Well, at least I do it at night.
Yeah, your heart's going to be great, but your breath's going to be terrible during the day. This has been kind of popular over the internet. They're talking about it. Cavities, tooth sensitivity, and other dental problems are the consequences of not taking brushing your teeth seriously or not doing it properly. But the seemingly innocuous habit of skipping brushing before bed may have fatal and life-threatening consequences. But why? Why is that? Why do you think it is?
I don't have a clue.
Well, Dr. Kanal, Sood, S-O-O-D, explained it, quoting, "If you skip brushing your teeth at night, you might be doing more than just risking cavities. Research suggests that poor oral hygiene is linked to a higher risk of heart disease and heart failure. The theory is that bacteria from your mouth can enter your bloodstream, triggering inflammation that affects your heart over time. While scientists have not proven that bad oral hygiene directly causes heart disease, they have found a strong connection." So, there you go.
Nice.
Brush your teeth twice a day. Brian, you too. In the morning.
Okay, I'll start.
Yeah, I know you won't. I know you won't. Because you are one of those that get out of bed, throw your clothes on, and you're out the door.
Yep.
Don't have time. And you don't feed your dogs in the morning, which you feed them at night.
That's right. Everything at night. They get a full belly. They sleep
so
good.
So everything you do, they do the same thing. They have the same schedule.
Yeah, they get their teeth brushed at night.
I'm sorry. I don't brush my dog's teeth.
Well, it's not often. Every night. I have gotten out of the habit. I need to start doing that again. It helped.
His was awful there for a while, but then all of a sudden it's gotten better. I don't know what caused that. We'll be back. 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost looks likely this morning, then clearing out by the afternoon under sunny skies with a high near 62 degrees. Into tonight, looking clear at the low around 41 degrees. Southwest winds will pick up at 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Day one of the men's NCAA tournament is in the books. Two seed St. John's came alive in the second half and won 83-53 against 15 seed Omaha. This is the Red Storm's first tournament win in 25 years. 10 seed Arkansas survived 79-72 against 7 seed Kansas. This was Kansas' first loss in the first round since 2006. And 11 seed Drake held on to defeat 6 seed Missouri 67-57. Bulldogs are moving on to the second round for the first time since 1971. Third seed Texas Tech had an 82-72 win over 14 seed UNC Wilmington. In the NBA, the Warriors topped the Raptors, won 17-114, but Steph Curry took a hard fall late in the third quarter and was ruled out with a pelvic contusion. And in soccer, at the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal, Panama defeated the U.S. 1-0.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar. You know, I'm not a political guy, but I did see something that was when Elon Musk had his Teslas brought to the White House, and I got tickled at Trump because he, the president, almost sounded like a salesman. You know, stop by the White House and pick you up a Tesla. I'm going to buy one. I mean, it was funny. I thought that was funny. I don't think I've ever seen that happen. I mean, they were like three of them sitting out there, and he was looking at them and all that kind of thing. Did you see that?
I saw him in the driver's seat, which was weird to see.
Yeah, it was funny. And he hates electric cars, or so he says, but he's going to buy one, helping a friend out.
Yeah.
You know, so, of course, that friend's donated a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
My friend has a lot of money.
Yeah, so you got to help him out, I guess. We are, where am I? Okay, I guess I need to do this. William Fields.
William, huh?
Is today's good neighbor of the day for being quick to help with a car situation that got handled quickly thanks to his help. William Fields will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS. What else can they do to get a good neighbor in there?
Well, it's pretty easy, honestly. If you text the word neighbor to our phone number here, 615-893-1450, you'll get them in that way. Also, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways you can get them in: name, address, phone number, sentence why. That's all we really need from you to have that person as good neighbor of the day in the coming days.
Brushing your teeth, Brian, in the morning revives me. It kind of wakes me up. You might want to try it.
Well, you're also a shower in the morning person.
Yes, I do everything in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a nighttime guy because I want to sleep as long as I can, jump out of bed, and go. Because I've worked morning so long that it's just my habit. I'd rather get everything done at night. That way,
remember,
I can sleep as long as possible.
Remember when you came here permanently, left Tennessee, whatever, Tennessee Radio Network? You were so relieved you were going to have to do mornings.
Yeah.
Guess what?
I knew it.
It comes back to bite you sometimes. Okay, our song of the day. We're talking about spring today, and the songs are about spring.
It's our last one.
Who you got today?
A little Casey Musgraves.
Now I remember what it feels like to fly. You give me butterflies.
Oh, butterflies, they come out in the spring.
Yeah.
It's a cute little song.
My daughter-in-law is afraid of butterflies.
Really? I don't like them either because they don't go away. I mean, they're
freaky.
You kind of push them out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. Anyway, it's 6:24 coming up here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us. More to come. We've got Today in History coming up next.
We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Memphis is losing population. According to a new report, Tennessee's largest county, Shelby County, experienced the largest population decline among U.S. counties between 2023 and 24. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The county's population declined by nearly 3,000 residents between July 1, 2023 and July 1, 24. It now stands at an estimated 910,000 people this year. Davidson County, home to Nashville, increased its population from 712,000 to 729 during the same period. In Hickman County, the town of Centerville is mourning the loss of their police chief. The passing of Chief Shannon Irwin was announced Wednesday. Since that time, a memorial has been growing with his patrol car outside the department's headquarters. Officers have stood in honor guard at the funeral home. Irwin passed away following a long battle with cancer, according to the department. His funeral is set for today at the Centerville Church of Christ. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The company that owns Dollywood has signed an agreement to purchase another company that will expand their operations to more than 20 venues across 10 states. Hershend Entertainment has announced their acquisition of Palace Entertainment's U.S. properties. In addition to Dollywood Parks and Resorts and the newly acquired venues, Hershend also owns the Harlem Globetrotters, the Kentucky Kingdom Theme Park, and Water Park. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, and for those who don't brush their teeth in the mornings, you need to start doing that. Okay, Brian, you included.
Well, I thought it was better health, if you did it at night.
You'd need to do it twice a day.
Yeah.
Brush them in the morning, brush them at night.
Well, talk to yourself there. You said you only brushed yours in the morning, right?
I sometimes brush them at night.
Oh, okay.
We've got good neighbor events coming up after Rewind, and another check of the forecast, a first look at traffic in minutes. I can tell I'm tired today.
Yeah.
Just things aren't coming out right. This is really weird.
Draggy.
Yeah. The President of the United States. I'm on the President today, aren't I?
Apparently.
No, I'm nothing bad, but they've checked his diet, and this is what he eats, okay, on a regular day. If he has breakfast, because he was interviewed, and this is his words. Mm-hmm. These are his words. He said, if he eats breakfast, which he doesn't usually, kind of like you, he likes bacon and eggs.
Okay.
All right. The health people go, well, he needs some fiber, so he needs to eat some whole wheat toast. Okay. Well, okay, there you go. Number two, for lunch, if it's planned, guess what he likes to eat?
McDonald's cheeseburger?
No, you wouldn't believe that. If it's planned, you know, like if they're planning a luncheon, what's on the menu?
Grilled chicken.
No, meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
He likes meatloaf. He's kind of got some, it's almost like a Southern kind of guy, you know. But he says at night, and this is where I really don't think he eats like a lot during the day. I mean, I think it's more like if he catches meal, he'll eat it. But he has at McDonald's, he'll have two filet of fish, two Big Macs, an order of fries, and a Diet Coke.
He will eat all of that?
That's what I read.
Wow.
Yeah. There's about 2,600 calories or 3,000 calories in one setting. But I don't think he eats, though, all day long.
Like it's,
you know,
one, it's,
I think
one,
it's a
meal.
One meal, yeah. And I think he's on the run, and he likes the McDonald's, so that's what he gets. He does like cereal every once in a while, if it's from America.
Okay.
Okay. And he loves Diet Coke, but he does not drink. He is not a drinker.
Right.
And, you know, I admire him for that, because, I mean, that's he said his brother was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he doesn't drink.
I heard him talk about that once, that he felt like if his brother had that he would too, because of their personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even, I mean, politicians, there's always, you know, wine at dinner and things
like
that.
I'm one to talk. He needs to back off the two filet of fish and the two Big Macs, you know. Kind of needs to back off.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
That I mean, that's four sandwiches and fries.
Yeah. But he does play golf.
I'm surprised it's the filet of fish too.
Yeah, he does play golf. Their filet of fish is good. What are you knocking their filet of fish
for?
Well,
I mean, I just don't. I don't know. I don't think about a fish sandwich
at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Jeez, I love their filet of fish.
If I'm not getting a burger, I'm getting a chicken sandwich usually from there.
Mm. Okay. Well, you also.
But last week I also had this hankering for a fish sandwich from Arby's, and I got one.
Did it live up to your expectations?
It was good.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's hard to find on their menu, by the way, when you go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's just over to the right.
It's kind of out there now, because this is a big time of the year for fish eating. during Lent.
Well, they haven't changed the sign on the drive-thru. You say they've made a big deal? No.
They've got a special where you can get a filet of fish, or not a filet of fish. You can get a fish sandwich. You can get a fish and cheddar or a beef and cheddar, two for $6.99
or something. Cheese with the fish.
Yeah.
You like that?
I don't know. I haven't.
I can tell you it's pretty good. I like it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you would too. All right, let's go to today in history. We've got a lot to do and a little time to do it. Turn your security. All right, 1925, Tennessee Governor Austin P. passes the Butler Act, making Tennessee the first state to outlaw teaching the theory of evolution. In 1947, U.S. President Harry Truman signs Executive Order 9835, requiring all federal employees to have allegiance to the United States. 1963, Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay is closed. I think the only person there escaped there was Clint Eastwood. Saw that movie? Did you ever see that movie?
Probably.
In 1964, the Beatles' single She Loves You goes number one in the U.S. In 1966, the American medical drama Ben Casey ends a five-season run. Boy, you talk about dated. Doctors all wear white, the nurses wear white with the little hats. I mean, it's really dated. 1980, on the season finale cliffhanger of the TV show Dallas, villain J.R. Ewing is shot by an unknown assailant. Turned out it was the sister-in-law. 1982, the movie Annie, directed by John Huston, starring Aileen Quinn and Carol Burnett, premieres. And in 1997, Selena is released based on the life of singer Selena Quintanilla Perez, starring Jennifer Lopez.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 21st, 1956. Marty was the big winner at the 28th Academy Awards.
There comes a point in a man's life when he's got to face some fights.
It won four Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Actor.
And one fight they got to face is that whatever it is that women like, I ain't got it.
Better get yourself away.
This date in 1980, you're too mean, the release of the sci-fi musical Forbidden Zone.
And if she's the devil, you know she'll be your friend.
March 21st, 1997.
Helmets in the mail. I ran out of gas.
You're losing a little weight.
The nationwide release of the comedy, Liar, Liar.
The true victim.
Starring Jim Carrey.
It's my client.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Put yourself in his shoes for a moment.
And that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost looks likely this morning, then clearing out by the afternoon under sunny skies with a high near 62 degrees. Into tonight, looking clear at the low around 41 degrees. Southwest winds will pick up at 5 to 10 and gust as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 27 degrees.
Morning, an accident over to the side. Still a little bit of rubbernecking going on here on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's just busy through here this time of the morning. It's cranking up pretty good through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 as that traffic leaves Wilson County, headed towards Nashville. It's picked up through Brentwood, Franklin, with a little bit more volume northbound on 65 all the way into South Nashville. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery, STR Towed. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated, family owned and operated for residential and commercial customers, we offer a full range of services. Our services include one-time, monthly, and quarterly pest control, termite control, moisture and fungus control, automatic foundation vents, and more. Licensed, insured, and bonded for your protection. 893-7111.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
WGNS welcomes everyone here for the TSSAA Boys State Basketball Tournaments over at MTSU's Murphy Center and invites you to come back and visit again soon. Now, this one's for all of you newcomers. Maybe you've just moved to town and want to learn more about the history of our community. Or maybe you've lived here for a while. Make an adventure to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday from 9 until noon. And talk with some new friends from the Rutherford County Historical Society. It's all free, including the coffee and donuts. That's 9 until noon this Saturday. And the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse is at 717 North Academy Street here in Murfreesboro. And again, it's free. Oklahoma is opening next week at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury, Oklahoma, March 28th through April 12th. Now listen, the Kellys Singing Group will be at Liberty in Christ this Sunday night at 6, and that's over on Leanna Road here in Murfreesboro. Keeping you informed, those are WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
Middle Point Landfills Mike Klassen.
Let's do the right thing and get some recycling programs off the ground.
Middle Point's trying hard to start a recycling program.
You know, if anyone sees your water bill, you have a waste charge on there, and the city has said it's going to go up from $11 per month up to like $33 per month. For less than half of that cost, we could put a cart at every single person's house and have a fully fledged recycling curbside program that would be immediately viable in this county. Like, that opportunity is here for this city, and it's here now.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Hey, good morning, Murfreesboro and Smyrna. I want to remind you, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. We are here. This is a Friday morning, and of course, we are always love Fridays. And now, no coaches show on the weekends, and boy, have I missed you on Saturday.
I noticed.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first Saturday apart. Last Saturday, we were
together. We were here, but we weren't really together. We were together for the opening, but you kind of came in and out, and I was just kind of coming in and out, so we didn't really.
And then you just left.
Yeah, I mean,
while I finished,
I did a very long interview. Do your dad joke. I don't want to fight you about it.
You know, my wife won't go to me to karaoke anymore.
Why?
Well, she says I'm going to have to do it alone. Duet alone.
Really? You want a thumbs up for that? Really?
Duet alone.
So we'll be back.
CBS News Brief. Frustrated travelers at Heathrow Airport in London, where operations are shut down for the day after a fire knocked out all the power.
I've called Delta and all the lines are busy, so they're not answering. I just called American Express Travel to see if they can help. I'm waiting.
The airport expects to reopen by midnight local time. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memo to cancel over $580 million in DOD contracts.
They are not a good use of taxpayer dollars.
He said the latest cuts are being made to grants that do not match the priorities of this president or this department. Our Chris Van Cleve with a big problem for one Southwest Airlines plane trying to take off from Florida.
This sounds like it amounts to a bit of a wrong turn. Southwest says one of its flight crews mistook a taxiway for a runway yesterday morning at Orlando's airport.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A major expansion of the Middle Tennessee State University aerospace program is transforming the landscape along Highway 231 south in Shelbyville. The university is relocating its flight training operations from the landlocked Murfreesboro Airport to a new, spacious campus at the Shelbyville Airport, where construction is underway on a $62.2 million project. Once completed in the fall of 2027, the new campus will span 16 acres and feature a 50,000-square-foot academic building with classrooms, a dispatch center, and faculty offices alongside a 28,000-square-foot hangar that will house MTSU's growing fleet of aircraft. MTSU Aerospace Department, originally founded in 1942, has evolved into one of the nation's most respected aviation programs. With over 1,000 students and a team of more than 100 flight instructors, the program attracts individuals from across 32 states and 16 countries. Many graduates go on to secure roles in major aerospace companies worldwide. And in other news, law enforcement officials in Laverne made a significant arrest following a narcotics investigation that began in January. Dewan Shaw, age 31, was apprehended on March 13th after detectives executed a search warrant at his residence on Quiet Lane. The search yielded 1.5 pounds of marijuana, a firearm, and over $2,000 in suspected drug money. Shaw faces several charges, including drug distribution and possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. He's currently held at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office with a bond set at $24,500. That's all for now. For more news, check out our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Where is the best barbecue in town? At 1920 East Main. The best barbecue for miles around is at 1920 East Main. You can buy it by the pound, sandwich, platter, or plate. No matter what you choose, it will taste great. You can come with a friend, by yourself, or with a date. Just Lick Pig Barbecue. Barbecue pork, beef, or chicken, Brunswick stew, great sides, lunch specials, down home atmosphere, and they cater. Slick Pig Barbecue. It's the best.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't.
We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with
people who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's the shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they've focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
And that's information you need about Alzheimer's disease and dementia.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We're going to talk about personal hygiene of famous actors.
No.
No, not you. You're not famous, for one thing. But I read this, and it's really funny, but some people are like that. Matthew McConaughey does not wear deodorant. He really? Says he doesn't wear deodorant. Jessica Simpson has openly expressed her dislike of brushing her teeth, and she doesn't really like to do it. She has pretty teeth, though.
She probably has people brush her teeth.
She just uses Listerine.
Wow.
And sometimes she'll use her sweater. Have you ever done that? Brush your teeth with your with your piece of clothing? I thought that was funny. Jennifer Lawrence may actually cultivate bad breath before kissing scenes to play a joke on her co-star. She'll eat garlic or onions. Wow. Yeah. That's ugly, isn't
that
it?
That is ugly.
She did that to Chris Hemsworth, I think. Yeah. Read that. Let's see. One more here or two. Snooki. You know Snooki? She was in that New Jersey Shore show.
Oh, okay.
Uses what usually a cat's toilet as part of her skincare routine.
Ew.
She uses it. She uses a cat litter box. They do not. That do not involve lining the bottom of a cat's personal relief area. What might be a bit more surprising is that one of these uses, at least according to Snooki, is a face mask, not the kind you might wear to prevent the spread of COVID, but rather the kind that is applied to skin in an attempt to cultivate a clean, smooth glow.
Gross. That's the nastiest one.
Shailene Woodley, she is an actress, consumes clay to clean herself from the inside out.
Ew. She eats clay?
Well, that's what it says here.
Wow.
I don't know if I should say this one or not. That Kelly Clarkson sometimes doesn't wear underwear. I said it. I guess I'm...
Wow.
Is that not weird? Let's see. I think that's about it. But isn't that funny how that's strange habits that, I mean, actors have? You kind of wonder how they got to where they are. I can't go without deodorant. I mean, I just can't. If I have a day that I have not showered, that roll of deodorant is going under my armpits.
Oh, me too.
I mean, I just can't. I can't handle it.
I was just reading about some. Brad Pitt is not a friend of showers when he's on set. So, he's the nicest. Someone called him the nicest smelling person to work with. He isn't the nicest smelling person.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, has that kind of issue too. I think he doesn't always take showers all the time. I think I read that somewhere.
Robert Pattinson admits that he's terrible about keeping care of himself and doesn't regularly shower unless he finally gets a whiff of himself.
Oh, well, at least he does that.
Jennifer
and some
Lawrence.
People can get away with, you know, some people have body odor more so than others. And, you know, they just can't hide it. But some can get away with that.
I guess.
You know, if you sweat a lot, you probably can't get away with it.
Apparently, Zac Efron is a big sweater.
Yeah.
But he...
Does he take a bath?
Doesn't really... He's authentically smelly, whatever that means. That's what this says. This is very interesting. Thing about you mentioned about Matthew.
So you just took my whole thing and just it your own.
I was curious about all the other actors because I've heard that over time when you brought it up.
But Matthew McConaughey looks like he doesn't shower or take a bath or use deodorant. He looks that way a lot of times. He could be governor of Texas though.
Usually has good hair. Apparently Clark Gable was.
He had bad breath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he had a gum infection and had wear dentures and had halitosis.
Mm. I feel sorry for people with that.
Lee,
if I had it, you'd tell me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, in one movie, when there was a kissing scene with Clark Gable, they didn't actually fully kiss.
Oh, really?
They had angles to where it wouldn't look like they were really kissing.
Wow. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's amazing what they can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd heard that about Clark Gable.
Yeah.
Wow. He was so good-looking guy.
Yeah. Just apparently didn't brush his teeth in the morning and the evening.
No, probably not. They've come a long way with dentures and stuff, though, by now.
Well, that's true.
Gum disease. Wow, that's sad. All right, let's do some birthdays this morning.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I don't have much time because Brian took most of it talking. But in 1958, Gary Oldman was born, English actor. He played Commissioner Gordon.
In the Dark Knight.
I don't know what that was. You do a Batman. That wasn't it. Do it again.
The Dark Knight?
No, that was more like the Joker.
Oh. 1962, Matthew Broderick. Played in Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell had a birthday in 1962. She was in A League of Their Own. She's moved to Canada, I think. And 1985, Adrian Peterson, American football player. Roger White, Pat Whittle, Tracy Wilkins, Pete Adams, Chuck Barrett today have birthdays. Dr. Kayleen Nesbitt, Angel Ricard, Connie Rodriguez, Gene Williams, and Erica Fox.
Those are the birthdays we have so far. Call or text in and add them to the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today.
And what's your day? No time. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost looks likely this morning, then clearing out by the afternoon under sunny skies with a high near 62 degrees. Into tonight, looking clear at the low around 41 degrees. Southwest winds will pick up at 5 to 10 and gust as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 27 degrees.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local rough country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. T-Dot is behind this stalled truck in a tricky spot here on 40 eastbound, just past Charlotte Pike, out here on the west side of Nashville. As it builds now through Mount Juliet, as that traffic picks up 40 going westbound into Hermitage, it's also trying to pick up with more volume in the last 15, 20 minutes on 24 westbound, coming up through Antioch in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Don't forget, you can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here, Middle Point Landfill.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in three or four times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial.
Get ready to get all misty-eyed once again.
I thought we were done. Remember.
Apparently, we're not done with Miguel and the Rivera family. Coco 2 is officially a go, the sequel to the Oscar-winning 2017 film that was a huge hit for Disney, but don't break out the tissues just yet. It's super early in production. We won't see Coco 2 until 2029. Oh, and shocker, Taylor Swift getting anointed by Billboard as the number one artist of the 21st century so far. It's based on her Billboard 200 album and Billboard Hot 100 chart. The Tortured Poets Department is her 14th number one album, the most among women this century. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, and what day are we celebrating today? We didn't get in time.
All right, so today's holidays, National Crunchy Taco Day and National French Bread Day.
So don't eat a soft taco. It's got to be crunchy.
Yes.
Okay, today. I got it. All right, William Fields is today's good neighbor of the day for being quick to help with a car situation that they got handled quickly thanks to his help. William's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
All right, so add to the birthday list this morning by texting 615-893-1450 or calling and leaving a message on the birthday line, and we'll get them on here coming up. Also, good neighbor of the day, send those in. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor is a good way, or you can text our phone number with the word neighbor, and you'll get the link and just fill out the info there. It's quick and easy.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Stay tuned now. We've got news from CBS coming up. It's 7 o'clock here on The Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Fire shuts down Heathrow.
They are warning of significant disruption.
Aborted takeoff from a taxiway.
Stop was 3278, stop.
Closing the education department.
We're going to shut it down and shut it down as quickly as possible.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
There is chaos this morning at a major gateway for U.S. travelers to Europe. London's Heathrow Airport is closed after a fire in an electrical substation nearby cut off power. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. Thousands of passengers are stranded.
I think I'll take the day. I don't know. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe I'll go explore somewhere. I don't know.
Correspondent Ian Lee is at Heathrow.
For hundreds of thousands of people hoping to travel today, their nightmare is just beginning because shortly before midnight local time, fire erupted at a substation about 3 miles from where I'm standing, sending flames and smoke into the sky. Dozens of firefighters and 10 engines battled the blaze through the night, only bringing it under control a few hours ago. 120 planes already in the air turned around, while others closer to London were diverted to nearby European cities. Airlines have canceled around 500 flights to and from the U.S. Officials are now looking into the cause of the fire, and they hope they can get flights back off the ground as early as tomorrow.
Here in the U.S., a Southwest flight almost took off from a taxiway instead of a runway.
Stop with 3278. Stop. Cancel takeoff clearance. You're on hotel taxiway. Stop with 3278.
Stop with 3278. Yes, sir. We stop.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the details.
Southwest says one of its flight crews mistook a taxiway for a runway yesterday morning at Orlando's airport. The flight was heading to Albany, New York. It was cleared to take off. It started to accelerate, but it was not on the runway. Instead, it was using what amounts to a side street, an area meant for planes getting to and from the gates. This taxiway does run parallel to the runway they were supposed to be on.
The FAA and the NTSB are both investigating. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has invited Elon Musk to the Pentagon today. Officials deny reports they'll discuss top secret military plans in the event of a potential war with China. They are expected to go over Musk's work to slash the size of federal government, including President Trump's move to dismantle the Department of Education. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
President Trump signed the executive order surrounded by school children at the White House.
To begin eliminating the federal Department of Education.
But Trump acknowledged only Congress can abolish the agency.
I hope they're going to be voting for it because ultimately it may come before them.
The president also attributed low student performance to the department, claiming that the U.S. is at the bottom in terms of educational success. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon is aiming to redistribute her department's duties to other agencies. Nikolai Vitti, the superintendent of Detroit Public Schools Community District, is concerned about the potential cuts to federal programs that support children in his school system.
This looks like a strategy to defund, disinvest without a clear alternative strategy, which frankly just creates chaos and confusion and frustration in the field.
Former NFL and University of Michigan assistant football coach Matt Weiss has been indicted for allegedly violating the privacy of thousands of college athletes by accessing private, explicit photos and videos online. CBS's Michael George reports.
Weiss allegedly hacked into social media, email, and cloud storage accounts of more than 3,000 people. He's accused of primarily targeting female student athletes, downloading personal and intimate photos and videos, and keeping notes, including comments on their bodies and sexual preferences. In the indictment, U.S. attorneys say over an eight-year period, Weiss hacked into student-athlete databases of more than 100 colleges and downloaded personal and medical information on more than 150,000 athletes.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE.
That's promo code LOVE at ilovemypillow.com.
A federal judge is accusing the Trump administration of withholding information about two deportation flights that took alleged Venezuelan gang members to a prison in El Salvador last weekend. Correspondent Nancy Cordes from the White House.
A U.S. district judge is expressing frustrations. Judge Jeb Boasberg described a six-paragraph filing by the U.S. government as woefully insufficient and said the government has evaded its obligations to answer his questions about these controversial deportation flights.
CBS News has obtained an internal government list of the 238 men on those flights. An attorney tracking their cases tells us at least 44 do not have criminal records. A judge in Virginia has blocked the Trump administration from deporting Georgetown University researcher Budar Khansouri, who's been studying and teaching on a student visa. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Suri, of course, was told that his visa has been revoked, and he was eventually taken from Virginia to an ICE facility in central Louisiana. He now awaits an immigration court date. And, of course, his lawyers actively working to transfer him closer to home so he can be closer to family and to legal representation.
Georgetown says he's been researching peace building in Iraq and Afghanistan. Almost a year after a cargo ship crashed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending it crashing into the river below, the National Transportation Safety Board is worried about the safety of dozens of other bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridges' risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
An investigation found the Key Bridge was almost 30 times over the acceptable risk level when it collapsed, killing six people. In Florida, more than a dozen wildfires are burning right now. One has torn through tens of thousands of acres in South Miami-Dade County. An 18-mile stretch of highway linking the mainland to the Florida Keys has been closed since Tuesday. Kyle Barrios has been trying to get home.
You see that smoke like that, and with everything that happened in California, you don't want to get stuck. I also drive a Tesla, so my battery was, you know, approaching 25-30%.
The fires burning during one of the busiest weeks for spring break, and there's a NASCAR event at Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the Oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gain Original Liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings. For next level laundry.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Thanks, Steve, and good morning, everyone. Welcome in to the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS. Glad you're along with us this morning. Hey, we're going to check on traffic and weather coming up here, and this update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost looks likely this morning, then clearing out by the afternoon under sunny skies with a high near 62 degrees. Into tonight, looking clear at the low around 41 degrees. Southwest winds will pick up at 5 to 10 and gust as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 26 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning out on the west side. They're clearing up an accident at 2100 block at OHB. It's picked up even more now on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane where we had that earlier crash. Trying to pick up with more volume on I-40. As you come in through Mount Juliet, all that traffic flowing in from Wilson County into Davidson County. 24, not too bad right now, but it will get busy in the next few minutes. Westbound, 24 out of Murfreesboro up through the Antioch area. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Just check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts at Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
1, 2, 3.
Waking you up with news, traffic, weather, and fun. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Get up! Get yourself together! Without that funky soul.
All right, it's time to get up and at 'em here this morning. It is the 21st day of March. This is episode 1619 of the Wake Up Crew. Spring break is just 9 big days away. That is something to celebrate, but so is the fact that it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Ah, yeah. Nothing like a good old Friday. Friday, the 21st of March. Boy, March is flying by.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Kind of seemed like February.
Yeah.
It flew by.
It did.
You know February, don't you?
Yeah, I hate it. Just don't like saying it. So, spring started yesterday. We've been celebrating spring songs. Here's one for... wrap us up here for the 2-week period right at spring.
Now I remember what it feels like to fly. You give me butterflies.
Kacey Musgraves there.
She's a country singer, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you get a Dr. Pepper, that their bottles might have the longer neck on them? Like a Coca-Cola, or sometimes maybe they have the rounder bottle that looks like a Pepsi. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you can get different bottles of Dr. Pepper?
No. I'm sorry. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in a long, long time. Though.
Well, I mean, it could be Diet Dr. Pepper or Dr. Pepper Zero, but in the bottles, the 16-ounce bottles, the reason for that is Dr. Pepper does not have their own distribution.
Oh, somebody else does it for them.
Yes. And guess who it is?
Who?
Coke and Pepsi.
Oh. Huh.
I didn't know this.
Didn't Dick Clark used to own Dr. Pepper? I think he did.
Maybe he did.
Or he was a big, big person in it.
Yeah. I know it's part of the Dr. Pepper Keurig company now. But because they don't have their own distribution and it's owned by a different company.
They'll get different things every once in a while?
Well, they don't have a bottling facility. So they contract with Coke or Pepsi, whoever is cheaper. So whatever the cheapest bid they get. So, I mean, you could get different kinds of bottles. All the time.
Does that last for like a year contract? Or?
I don't know the answer to that one. But sometimes it's Pepsi-shaped bottles. Sometimes it's Coke-shaped. Now, this says real...
Who is Dr. Pepper under? What umbrella? Are they their own entity?
They're their own company.
Okay.
Because the company that owns it is Keurig Dr. Pepper. That's the name of the company.
So they must make Keurigs too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have noticed that sometimes the bottles are different. They look different, but apparently they could be in the same, you know,
now,
convenience
store.
Now, did
you happen to notice that yourself and then?
No.
Went, oh, okay.
But now that this was from a Facebook page, I bet that you'll learn something. I think that's the name of the page. And so now that they've said it, I have noticed the difference before. So there you go. A little history.
I've been drinking that sugar-free, caffeine-free zero Coke a lot.
Oh, have you?
Lately.
Kind of like it?
I wish they had it in bottles.
Yeah, they don't. Cannot find it.
That's a bummer.
It's that kind of aggravating. John, the latest baby naming trends.
John.
Hmm.
Not in there.
No, I don't see.
Jonathan? Not in there. Okay.
Using last names as first names is rather mainstream today.
Like Norman.
Yeah.
Carson.
Or Barrett. I know a guy that has a first name Barrett.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard one named Barrett.
I have.
So give me some examples there, pal. Oh, there aren't any?
Okay. No, not really.
Okay.
In listing first names as surnames, Harper, Riley, Kinsley. Those are the top 50, in the top 50 girls' names. Names like Hudson, Grayson, Mason, Jackson, Carter, Waylon, Logan. Those are top in the top 50 boys' names.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So those are some examples.
Much more sophisticated than in my day.
Yeah. Another modern twist in naming. Last names ending in S. And another popular style of naming children, the little used letter W. So like Harlow and Winslow. And X, Lennox and Knox. People are looking toward those names as popular now.
Oh, end in X.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
End in X and end in W. Here's the list of the latest boy first names. Top to bottom. Bradley, Carol, Clark, Emerson, Everly, Holt, Hunter, Keats, Knight, Nash, Reeve, Remington, Sawyer, Wells, and West.
I guess Remington, they call him Rem, probably for short.
Probably, I guess. The list of popular girls' names. Ashley, Bronte, B-R-O-N-T-E. Carson, Courtney, Dallas, Finley, Harlow, Jules, Kelsey, Luke, Marlowe, Monroe, Riley, Rowan, and Quinn. Those are the most popular girl and boy names.
I know several people named Jules.
Do you really?
Yeah. I worked with a lady named Jules. And then I know a couple of younger kids that are named Jules.
Was that short for Julie or just
no,
that
just
was their
Jules,
name?
Jules, that's their name. Jules.
Okay. Interesting.
Like the family jewels, I guess, you know?
I guess. Same thing applies, by the way, to middle names. These trends go for first and middle name. So there you go. Here's some sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Day one of the men's NCAA tournament is in the books. Two seed St. John's came alive in the second half and won 83-53 against 15 seed Omaha. This is the Red Storm's first tournament win in 25 years. 10 seed Arkansas survived 79-72 against 7 seed Kansas. This was Kansas' first loss in the first round since 2006. And 11 seed Drake held on to defeat 6 seed Missouri 67-57. Bulldogs are moving on to the second round for the first time since 1971. Third seed Texas Tech had an 82-72 win over 14 seed UNC Wilmington. In the NBA, the Warriors topped the Raptors, won 17-114, but Steph Curry took a hard fall late in the third quarter and was ruled out with a pelvic contusion. And in soccer, at the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal, Panama defeated the U.S. 1-0.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build toward the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. More info, visit TheMintGaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, March 22nd, huge day in the Thoroughbred Racing World. The New Orleans Classic is race 9, mile and eighth on the main track for 10 older males, run for $500,000. This marks the return of 3-year-old champion Sierra Leone. The number 7 horse, trained by Chad Brown, put him in a trifecta of the number 2 Hall of Fame for Steve Asmussen. The number 9, Cormabino Omadei, Japanese bred son of California Chrome. Race 11, $400,000 Fairgrounds Oaks. The number 7, Good Cheer, is our top pick. She's unbeaten in 5 career starts for trainer Brad Cox. Race 12, the $1 million Louisiana Derby, the longest of the Kentucky Derby prep with a mile and 3/16. We like the number 1, John Hancock. He's only making his 3rd career start, but he is super talented and trained by Brad Cox. Turfway Park is where we head next. Race 10, the Kentucky Cup Classic. Grade 3, $300,000, 12 horses, running a mile and an eighth. The number 6, Encino, from trainer Brad Cox, our top pick. The number 9, Tall Boy, from trainer Doug O'Neill, is our long shot play. Race 11, the Bourbonette Oaks, mile and a 16th, 12 3-year-old fillies running for Kentucky Oaks points. The number 11, White Rocks, is our top pick. She's 2-for-2 in 2025, both at Turfway Park. Race 12, the $777,000 Jeff Ruby Stakes. 12 horses run for Kentucky Derby points. A super effect is what we want to play here. The number 3 for trainer Tom Drury is California Burrito. The number 2 is Charlie's to Blame for trainer Peter Erton. The number 8, Innovator, for Dwayne Lucas. And the number 9, Poster, for Ian Hardy. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew on a Friday morning at 7:22 here, and let's talk a little what we're watching. Celebrity news.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's Island.
All right. What are we watching? I'm sure a lot of people not going to work hard today, yesterday, NCAA tournament stuff on.
No, and basketball has been occupying a lot of my time, too, watching it on television, so I can't really say. I did watch an episode of 9-1-1, and I had never seen it, and I got right into the plot immediately, and Jennifer Love Hewitt had her throat slashed, and everybody thought she wasn't coming back on the show, but she survived it. So that was one of the cliffhangers that, you know. But they say that 911 Texas, what's it, Lone Star?
Lone Star.
Some of those guys are going to come over to 911.
Really?
Yeah. So
not going to make the move over to the 911 Nashville?
Maybe. That may be true, too. You know, so.
I kind of liked.
Expect to see Rob Lowe back, I think, probably.
Really?
I don't know. When
was he going to go? Move to Los Angeles?
Well, I don't know. I really liked that show when it first came on, but then when things are on Fox, I lose where they are. I mean, I don't think about Fox as my number one place to go to for dramas, except for Doc. And, oh, man, that's getting really good. I don't know if that was the last show of the season or not, but wow. It's good. I don't think so. I think he's got a couple more.
So I got hooked on 911, and then when Lone Star came out, I started watching it like the first season. But after that, I really never picked them back up.
I know. I don't know why I liked them. I liked Lone Star a lot, but just never did get into it. But basketball has been occupying most of my watching time. The Braves have started up a little bit too with spring training. So when's their first game?
I believe it's the 27th on a Thursday.
Okay. All right.
They're on the road for like the first 2 weeks.
They always are. They never catch a break. They never have a home opener.
On opening day.
On opening day, yeah. Very rarely.
They didn't last year either.
I don't think so, yeah. I think they opened in Philadelphia or somewhere too, someplace that, you know. I'm worried about them. I don't know how good they're going to be. I'm kind of worried about them.
Well, you're making me kind of curious now, so check the Braves schedule. I know that their spring training schedule is still at, what did they come home? No, I was going to say their spring training games. Do they? I think they're going to be at Chicago right before, but they open up with the Padres.
Ooh.
And then guess who?
Who?
They're on the road. They'll play the Padres, then
the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They could be 0-7 before the season starts.
Yeah.
Before they even get home.
Their first home series is the Marlins. Braves home opener is on April 4th.
Well, they're not hitting in spring training, so there you go.
And then they've got the Phillies.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough start. Take the Marlins out. You know?
The Marlins are better, so I don't know.
Wonder where they're... Did the Marlins ever figure out what they're going to... I think they've abandoned what they... A new stadium, and they're just going to renovate the old stadium that got damaged in the hurricane.
No, that's Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's Tampa Bay. I was thinking about Tampa Bay.
They're playing, I think they're playing somewhere in a minor league stadium for a while.
Yeah.
That's
at least this year.
It's seat about 15,000 maybe.
I think it's the Yankees spring training facility down there.
Okay. And they'll get about as many people in for that as they would for their regular season. They don't draw very well. Nashville's like harboring, hoping. Nashville needs somebody with big money, though, to put into that. They don't have a big finance guy to finance their team yet.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I thought they had.
The Nashville Stars. And they don't have a stadium either. So, there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've got the logo, the name, all of that.
Yeah.
So, they're ready to roll.
Well, they don't have a stadium.
Right. Well, I mean, they're always on a list. They're always like at the top of the list.
Commissioner wants it to go there, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You think there'll be another expansion? I don't know.
No, I think this will be a team that...
Relocating?
Yeah.
Isn't Las Vegas getting a team?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the A's. The Oakland A's,
Oakland's
I think.
Moving, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Heard it's supposed to be a great stadium in Las Vegas.
Probably is.
Are there?
It's going to be domed, isn't it?
I think so.
And they won't be able to stand the heat.
Yeah.
Pretty bad in Las Vegas.
You better build a dome.
Yeah.
If you build one in Nashville, too.
Yeah, probably. That's true, too.
Well, turned into a little baseball news, but that's all right. That's what we're watching.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Experience a sense of community and family at the Villages of Murfreesboro. The Villages of Murfreesboro offers spacious apartments, fine dining, and an active social calendar. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and see if it's for you. Hi, I'm Sue Hall. No strings. Try the Villages and see if you love it. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
The
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 on this Friday morning, March 21st, episode 1619 of the Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to Roger White, Pat Whittle, Tracy Wilkins, Pete Adams, and Chuck Barrett. Tomorrow, Dr. Kayleen Nesbitt, Angel Ricard, Connie Rodriguez, Gene Williams, and Erica Fox. Happy birthdays.
Those are the names we have had coming into the morning. Now, if you've called or texted in since then, since we've been on the air, we've got those. Got Scott compiling that list right now. But if you want to add to it, now's your deadline. 615-893-1450. Call or text and get your name in on the birthday club today.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Widespread frost looks likely this morning, then clearing out by the afternoon under sunny skies with a high near 62 degrees. Into tonight, looking clear at the low around 41 degrees. Southwest winds will pick up at 5 to 10 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 67 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Good morning. Trying to load up in a couple of spots. Coming down certain sections of 65 out of Robertson County into Sumner County there at Bethel Road. Still moving at the moment, 24 up through Antioch. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24. Is still a little bit lighter than it normally would be. And it's trying to build over here in the Mount Juliet area on I-40 headed into Hermitage. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A Smyrna woman with four decades of legal experience recently outsmarted a scammer attempting to impersonate a Rutherford County Sheriff's deputy. The caller falsely claimed that the woman had failed to respond to a jury duty notice and attempted to verify her address under the guise of enforcing a violation. Attempting to sound official, he threatened to mark her as a non-responder and referred a certified letter she supposedly ignored. But the woman, well-versed in legal procedures, quickly recognized the scam and ended the call. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office reminds residents to be cautious of unsolicited calls demanding personal information. Jury duty notices are never handled over the phone, and law enforcement will never demand payment or sensitive data this way. And in Murfreesboro, police are investigating a violent road rage incident that unfolded early Tuesday morning, March the 18th, around 6:18 a.m. Witnesses saw a silver Honda Odyssey driving erratically along Northwest Broad Street, cutting off vehicles and brake-checking drivers. The situation escalated when the driver stopped at a light on Florence Road, exited the vehicle, and smashed the windows, taillight, and a mirror of a white Dodge Ram before ramming into it. The Dodge Ram driver retaliated by breaking the Odyssey's window, injuring his hand in the process. Both vehicles sustained extensive damage. About an hour later, the Odyssey was located at TriStar Stonecrest Medical Center, where the driver had taken an elderly passenger. He caused a disturbance inside of the hospital and was arrested by Smyrna police outside of the facility. Murfreesboro police charged the minivan driver with aggravated assault and felony vandalism, while Smyrna authorities may add charges. The Dodge Ram driver may face a misdemeanor vandalism charge as the investigation continues. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah! We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35 here on the Wake Up Crew from News Radio WGNS, and it is time for trivia this morning. And today we're going to be taking a look at miscellaneous TV classic trivia, or miscellaneous classic TV trivia. So, when did the 90s show Ally McBeal first broadcast? Was it 97, 95, or 98? I don't really know.
I don't either. Let's take a stab at it. 97.
Let's see. Well, we were correct.
Oh.
I didn't know David E. Kelly created that show.
Yeah.
In what year was the A-Team first broadcast? Was it 83, 82, or 85? So, I would have been, let's see, 8 in 83, 7 in 82. I think 85 is a little too late, but I don't know.
83.
83? That is correct. Katherine Heigl starred in which 90s sci-fi TV series? Was it Roswell, The X-Files, or Stargate SG-1? I don't think she was in X-Files.
No. Roswell, I'm going to think.
You think? That is correct. I don't remember Roswell, actually. Roseanne was set in which U.S. state? Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio?
Ooh.
Seems to me that it was Indiana.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see. It was actually set in Lanford, Illinois.
Oh, well, you started with an I. Yeah, you were close.
Which hit kids program is usually set in Tommy's house? Is it Hey Arnold, Rugrats, or Breaking Bad, or Doug? I have no idea. Let's just get it over with. Rugrats. Forgot about that. Kiefer Sutherland had a day to save the world. What was the show's name? Well, The West Wing, Alias, Friends, or 24?
That'd be 24, I would think.
I think you're right. Jack Bauer. How many episodes are there to each series of 24? Is it 20, 24, 25, or 7? Seems to me it would be 24, and it was like a, but I don't know.
I'm guessing in all of them, so hey, we're 5 of 6, so.
That is correct. 24 is structured uniquely, with each season consisting of 24 episodes, each episode representing an hour in a single day.
So one day, 24 episodes for one day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which actress starred alongside Dean Cain in the 90s series The New Adventures of Superman? Was it Betty White, Courtney Cox, Kristen Kruk, or Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher. Kristen Kruk was in Smallville.
Mm-hmm. And Betty White was not.
But she did play Lois Lane. Kristen Kruk did play Lois Lane in Smallville. No, Lana.
Lana Lang, yeah. Which of these composers scored David Lynch's 90s TV drama Twin Peaks? Was it Hans Zimmer, Angelo Ballantamenti, or something like that?
Oh, well, we're going to rule him out since we can't pronounce his name.
Danny Elfman or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
Danny Elfman.
Okay. It was actually the one I couldn't pronounce. Angelo, yeah. Somebody.
then we throw that one out
because
you couldn't pronounce it.
Party of Five was set in which city?
Oh, geez.
Los Angeles, Seattle, or San Francisco? I don't remember watching that show very much.
I watched it, but I don't remember what city it was in.
And just try Seattle or L.A.
Or San Francisco.
That's just, I'm picking one.
Seattle. You picked Seattle.
San Francisco.
Okay.
San Francisco was it. And that is trivia this morning.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew Friday morning, March the 21st. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric.
I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, I'm glad you did. They've got Pro Solar program at MTE, and it's committed to educating members on the process of solar and helping them achieve renewable energy goals they may have. So you can learn more about Pro Solar and a free consultation, mte.com/prosolar. William Fields is the good neighbor of the day today for being quick to help with a car situation that got handled quickly thanks to his help. William Fields receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio, WGNS, today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Help us out with a good neighbor, if you would. Text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. A couple of the quick and easy ways that you can get your Good Neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, John, my wife won't go with me to karaoke anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now I'm going to have to do it alone.
Replay.
Well, I never did decide on that, did I?
Not fully. I think you said thumbs up, though.
I don't think I went that way, but okay, whatever you say.
I think it was, really? Really? You want me to do thumbs up for that? And then that's where
that's kind of what I did, yeah.
Yeah. You chickened out. Okay. What have we learned today here on the Wake Up Crew?
Yes, yes.
Well, we learned about personal hygiene of some actors is not very good.
Mm-hmm.
We heard brushing your teeth in the morning and evening is the best way to, and heart attack at night, you need to brush your teeth, keep from having heart trouble.
At night, yeah.
At night.
Yeah.
But for personal hygiene in the morning, too.
Okay.
We talked about baseball and what are we watching. We kind of got into a baseball thing there.
It's kind of weird, but yeah. We did.
because we didn't really watch anything much. So I watched my episode of Doc, though. I do watch it.
A lot of basketball of late.
A lot of basketball. And I think that's about it. I think you started...
Baby Names.
Yeah, Baby Names. Yeah,
interesting Baby Names.
That's the one I couldn't remember.
And then we played a very difficult round of miscellaneous. No.
Just change your name to Barrett Barrett.
No, I guess I could. Still BBB. The classic TV trivia was hard today.
Very hard, but we did okay.
Yeah, we didn't do
too bad. I guessed at five of them.
Yeah. So you don't believe I know a guy named Barrett, huh?
What?
His first name is Barrett. You thought that that was an interesting choice for a first name.
Well, yeah. Do you know a guy named Barrett?
I do.
What's his name?
Barrett McCaffrey.
Oh, that makes sense. That sounds good together. Barrett, Barrett doesn't sound good.
No. No, but what they were talking about is last names, typical last names as a first name.
Yeah.
I bet there aren't many Dinkins, probably.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
As the first name.
No, I wouldn't want to have a first name of Dinkins. Hey, Dinkins, come here. Of course, people call me that a lot of times.
Do they?
Or worse. Or Dink. Dinkins.
Dink Dinkins.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting on-air name.
Yeah, Dink Dinkins. Like Wink Martindale, you know, like Wink. What do you have a name like Wink? Wink Martindale.
What about Dink Wink?
I gotta go.
I guess it is time to go.
Yeah, it's very.
So our song of the day, this is our last one of spring songs that make you think about spring. Here's some Casey Musgraves for you.